Bedtime Bites presents The Day We Shared One Big Secret. Jet woke up on Saturday morning to find something absolutely, positively, tremendously strange. His grandmother's old wardrobe was humming, not the boring hum of a refrigerator or the sleepy hum of a fan. This was a cheerful, twinkling, musical hum, like someone was playing a tiny xylophone inside. "Nana," Jet called, padding down the hallway in his dinosaur slippers. "Your wardrobe is making music." Nana appeared from the kitchen, flour dusting her nose. "Is it now?" she said with twinkling eyes. "Well, that only means one thing." "What?" Jet whispered. "It's time to share the family secret." She held out her hand. "But first, we need to call your cousin Mira." Within an hour, Mira arrived, her curly hair bouncing as she ran up the driveway. "Auntie said it was important," she announced, slightly out of breath. Jet nodded seriously. "The wardrobe is humming."
"Ooh!"
Mira's eyes grew wide. "The wardrobe?" Nana led them both upstairs to her bedroom, where the tall, wooden wardrobe stood against the wall, carved with birds and flowers and swirling clouds. The humming grew louder as they approached. "Now," Nana said, kneeling down between them, "what I'm about to show you is a secret that's been passed down in our family for generations. Your great-great-great-grandmother discovered it. Your grandfather knew it. And now, it's time for you to know it too." She placed one hand on the wardrobe door. "But here's the important part. This secret is shared. It only works when you share it with someone you trust, someone you love. Can you two keep a secret together?" Jet and Mira looked at each other and nodded so hard their heads might have rolled right off. Nana opened the wardrobe door. Inside, instead of coats and dresses, there was sky. Actual, real, fluffy, cloud-floating sky. And hanging from invisible threads were hundreds of golden jars, each one glowing softly. "Whoa," Jet breathed. "What are they?" Mira asked, reaching forward. "Careful," Nana caught her hand gently. "These are memory jars. Every happy moment that someone in our family has shared with another person gets captured here. Watch." She pulled down a jar labeled "Nana and Papa, First Dance." When she unscrewed the lid, music spilled out. Not just music, but laughter and the swish of a dress and the smell of roses. A golden light danced between them, showing shadows of two young people twirling under stars. "That's you," Jet gasped. "You were so young."
"I was,"
Nana smiled, screwing the lid back on. "And that moment was magic because I shared it with someone I loved." Mira tugged Jet's sleeve. "Look, there's one with our names." Sure enough, a small jar read Jet and Mira. They pulled it down together. It took both their hands. Inside the jar, they could see themselves from last summer, building the world's wobbliest sandcastle, laughing as it kept falling down, their parents cheering them on. "I remember this," Jet said. "We laughed so hard." "That's the magic," Nana explained. "The best moments in life are the ones we share. That's why this wardrobe only opens for people who come together, who trust each other. The secret isn't just what's inside. The secret is that sharing makes everything more wonderful." Jet looked at the hundreds of jars floating in the sky-filled wardrobe. "Are we all in there? The whole family?" "Everyone who's learned to share their joy," Nana said. "Your mom and her sister. Your dad and his best friend. Me and Papa. And someday, when you two create a beautiful memory together, a new jar will appear." "Can we make one now?" Mira asked excitedly. Nana laughed. "That's the other part of the secret. You can't force a memory jar. They appear when you're not trying. When you're just being together, having a